Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 26. And today we're having a second look at the title, How to Be Humble, Hungry, and Smart, and how that applies to our relationship with God and our prayer life in particular. So last time we talked about the idea of being humble, because I was looking at perhaps what might be the most significant qualities in being a follower of Jesus Christ. And I suggested last time that perhaps being humble, hungry, and smart are three of them, and that they make a big difference if we have them fully developed in our relationship with God. Now, that's because I've been reading a book, this is why it's on my mind, by, I don't know how to pronounce this, Patrick Lencioni. And it's a book called The Ideal Team Player, subtitle, How to Recognize and Cultivate the Three Essential Virtues. And it's all about how to be an effective person in a team, both you yourself performing well in a team and then helping the team to perform well. And these three qualities of humility, hunger, and being smart, people smart, are the three that he talks about in the book. And I couldn't help but see, even though it was a secular book, the spiritual applications generally as a Christian in our Christian life, but also in our relationship with God, being humble before God, being hungry for God, and being smart, in other words, connecting with God. But we'll talk more about that next time. The last time we talked about humility, hopefully that was helpful. You can go back and read that on my blog, or listen to the podcast, or watch the video. Today I want to talk about the second of these qualities, hunger. Hunger. Now, what does it mean? What does it really mean to be spiritually hungry? How does that affect our prayer life? I think what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount counts for a lot. We must start there. So many things start in the Sermon on the Mount. He said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Hungering and thirsting for righteousness. That's how we get filled. And I would suspect that was Jesus not just talking about a one-time hunger and a one-time thirst, but somehow remaining hungry and thirsty for the righteousness that only God can provide. So there's a need for hunger in our lives. According to Jesus, being hungry is healthy. That hunger takes us in a good direction. A hunger for righteousness implies a desire to connect with the source of that righteousness that he's talking about there. And that, to me, sounds a lot like spiritual ambition. Now, there is a big difference between selfish ambition and spiritual ambition. If you want to look up some good references for those, for the selfish ambition, look up Galatians 5:20, Philippians chapter 1, verse 17, and chapter 2, verse 3, and then in James chapter 3, verse 1, and, no, 14, rather, and verse 16. So, what about the difference between the selfish ambition in those verses and spiritual ambition? I'll suggest that the difference is about the hunger, the ambition that benefits other people rather than ourselves. Let's have a look here in Romans chapter 15, what Paul says. He says in chapter 15, verse 20, it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. What's his ambition? It's not something for himself. It's that he may preach the gospel where Christ was not known. So his ambition, his spiritual ambition, his hunger is to benefit other people. And I think that's good. But what do we do when we want that kind of hunger, but we just don't seem to have it? What do we do at that point, and especially in our relationship with God? Let me quote for you from the book. I like this that they mention on page 202 of this book, The Ideal Team Player. The first and most important part of helping that person become hungry, they're talking about someone who lacks this quality, is to find a way to connect her to the importance of the work being done. The importance of the work being done. Until this is accomplished, a manager cannot expect much change. In the corporate context there. But we're supposed to manage our spiritual lives and help each other with this. And what do we do when we lack the hunger? We first of all got to connect ourselves again with the importance of what we're doing, about the importance of our Christian lives, and especially the importance, the significance of our relationship with God. And when we reconnect with that, And we'll get that hunger back, and then we'll be in a healthy position. So we've got to do this. How do we do it? Well, I've got three suggestions for us today as to how to get that hunger back in our relationship with God. Number one, pray for the hunger. Pray for the hunger. I don't like being hungry personally, but I have to say that I do have a clearer mind when my stomach isn't full. Something about that. Ask God to create in you a healthy dissatisfaction that can cause a condition in you that's a healthy dissatisfaction in your soul. Ask God to help you with that. It might not be comfortable, but it will ultimately be satisfying. So number one, pray for hunger. Number two, pray to remember. Pray to remember how God has acted in the past when you've been spiritually hungry. Can you recall the times of spiritual hunger, the situations that led you to seek God, to hunger for him? What were those situations like? What was going on in your life when you had that desire, that thirst for God? What was going on? Can you remember? Think back to those times. Think back to those circumstances that opened up your heart to a repentance. Pray about those times. Ask God to recreate the same spiritual hunger in you today. Some of that recreation will happen because of remembering. So firstly, pray for hunger. Secondly, pray to remember. And thirdly, pray for vision. Pray for vision. Pray for a vision that to be stretched where beyond your abilities so that you will sense this, you will feel this spiritual hunger that you need. When God gives us vision, we recognize our poverty. We recognize the gap between where we are and where we'd like to be. And that poverty creates a fresh hunger for God to help us, to strengthen us, and to give us what we need, to reach out to him with a greater sense of desperation, a healthy desperation. It's in that reaching that we find the supply of his strength that we need. Isn't it in that stretching that we find his support? Can you pray for a faithful vision? Three things. Pray for hunger. Pray to remember. And pray for vision. And by the way, I'd submit that taking communion is one of the things that can help us with our spiritual hunger. Jesus talked about him being the bread of life. He satisfies us. And when we come to the communion hungry to remember what Jesus has done for us, something deep and meaningful happens in our lives. So take communion meaningfully and let that recreate in you the hunger for Jesus and at the same time lead you to the one person who can truly satisfy that hunger. And that's the Christian life, hungering and being satisfied, hungering and being satisfied, being thirsty and then having our thirst slaked. This is what Jesus does for us, and it keeps us healthy until the ultimate day when all hunger will be satisfied. Try praying these prayers this week to be hungry, to remember, and for vision. Pray in that way, and pray in that way perhaps a bit like the Apostle Paul. When we read and think about these things, it reminds me of his heart and the way that he lived with a burning spiritual ambition, a spiritual hunger. That's how he was. Well, you and I may not be the Apostle Paul, but I know that we can be closer to God if we imitate the faith of that great Christian, someone who remained spiritually hungry all of his Christian life. Well, we've looked at humility, we've looked at hunger. Next time, we will look at what it means to be smart in our relationship with God. I think that might be the most challenging and the most interesting of all. What do you think is the best way to develop spiritual ambition, to keep that spiritual hunger? What helps you to do so? What have you read elsewhere or seen elsewhere in people that seem to be able to keep that spiritual hunger? What do you see them doing? What attitudes do you see them displaying? What is it that underlies and pins and underpins and the foundation of that enduring hunger? Let's be humble before God. Let's be hungry for him. And next time we'll talk about how to be smart. Well, leave a comment. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Let me know what you think about this topic. And if you could do me a favor, pass the link on to one other person. Send it on so that somebody else can benefit from the things we're talking about here. Well, until the next time, I hope you have wonderfully satisfying quiet times, times of devotional time with God, those moments that do fill up the soul. And I pray that your humility and your hunger will drive you to God. And pray for me the same also. Take care and God bless.